I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
All right, guys, what's going on? I have to be, I'm going to be straight out from the very beginning. I have to be a little bit quiet today because I just put the baby down. Just put the baby down for a nap. He is asleep right here, literally to my right. He's sleeping on the bed. I'm right here at my desk and I am recording the podcast. I'm keeping an eye on him as I record. I'm looking directly at him, but I'm hoping that he doesn't wake up while I'm recording this podcast. So the beginning of this might be a little, you know, more of a whisper, but this podcast isn't going to be that long anyways, guys. What we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about the playoffs. We're going to talk about the standings. We're going to disregard the final matchup because for most of us, it didn't matter. Actually, never mind. I can't do that because I would be discounting people who actually had matchups that did matter this week. So we're going to do our best to kind of speed through this a little bit. I'm expecting Ian to wake up here in about, you know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, maybe less. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about it and we're going to see how this thing goes. Like I said, I'm keeping an eye on him. He's crashed out right now. He's not going to wake up. So let's get into this. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere that you find your podcast, guys. The first matchup of week number 14, the final week before the playoffs next week. We got Who Wants to Smoke taking down the Signs in Sports podcast. Let me see. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Okay. We got the 3ND Signs in Sports podcast falling to Who Wants to Smoke by 12 points, 129 to 117. Who Wants to Smoke had Jake Browning, 23 points. Saquon Barkley, 23 points. Zach Moss with 9 points, Chris Olave with 13, Justin Jefferson with 4.7, Evan Engram with 32, Devontae Smith with 10, Atlanta's defense with 3, and Jake Elliott with 10. The Signs in Sports podcast had 117 points, Jalen Hurts with 8 points, really letting me down that week against Dallas, where Dallas just completely obliterated the Philadelphia Eagles. 8.8 points, Derrick Henry giving me 18. Najee Harris is going to be a problem for me heading into the playoffs with 7.8 points. Mike Evans had 1.8. It was just a very bad game, guys, and I'm glad that that bad game came in a week that didn't really mean anything. You know what I mean? Maybe it had final standings seeding implications, but we'll figure that out whenever we get over there. Guys, we are gonna skip the final standings projections today. I don't really feel like going over that entire graph. It's a little bit of like a scramble. So we're gonna kind of focus mainly on the playoffs and mainly on the standings. Okay. George Kittle had 16 points. Devin Singletary had 12.5. Dallas's defense had 10, and Brandon Aubrey had 23. Matchup number two, guys, we had that team, Kenny Johnson, losing to Lions fan Team No Smoke. Lions fan Team No Smoke is looking like one of the most unbeatable rosters in the league. I don't even know what type of like win streak this guy is on or what the case may be, but he just keeps winning. So shout out to Lions fan Team No Smoke, continuing his winning ways. 122.5 to 103.84, taking down that team, Kenny Johnson. That team, Kenny Johnson, had 18 points. For Dak Prescott, Austin Eckler had 21. Jerome Ford had 13. Jalen Waddle had 13.9. DK Metcalf had 13. Cole Kmet had 11.6. Gabriel Davis had 0. Houston's defense had 5. And Nick Folk had 8 points. Lions fan Team No Smoke had Josh Allen with 20.5. Christian McCaffrey with 16, Kyren Williams with 14.3, Brandon Ayuk with 16.6, Adam Thielen with 12.4, TJ Hawkinson with 10.3, Amon Ross St. Brown with 5, Minnesota's defense with 17, and Evan McPherson with 10. The third matchup, guys, that we have is the chosen one. Terrence Pryor taking down Showtime Mary Williams. The final score for that game, 144-95. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor, had Lamar Jackson with 32 points, Javonte Williams with 18, Bijan Robinson with 20, A.J. Brown with 16, Keenan Allen with 12.8, Dalton Kincaid with 7.1, Devin Akane with 12.1, Cleveland's defense with 14, and Justin Tucker with 12. Showtime Mary Williams had Jordan Love with 8.9, Josh Jacobs with 7, David Montgomery with 11.5, Jamar Chase with 5.9, Deebo Samuel 34, Cade Otton 9.6, Aaron Jones 0, New Orleans defense with 18, and Cameron Dicker with 1. By the way, guys, I think I'm playing the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, in the playoffs in round 1, so this week that is who I'm going up against. Lamar Jackson, Javonte Williams, Bijan Robinson, A.J. Brown, Keenan Allen, Dalton Kincaid, Devin Akane, Cleveland's defense, and Justin Tucker. We'll see how that goes. Matchup number 4. We have Team Gucci 138 falling to Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand 143. Brock Purdy 21 for Team Gucci. Tony Pollard 16. Travis Etienne 17. Michael Pittman 19, Cortland Sutton 15, Travis Kelce 14.3, Raheem Mostert 23, Green Bay's defense 3, and Tyler Bass with 8. Guys, give me a second. Let me unplug my water speakers because I don't know if you guys can hear them going off every time I kind of raise my voice a little bit, but or anytime there's a little bit of, you hear that? You know what I'm saying? So let me unplug them real quick. Okay, I'm back. Okay, Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand had Pat Mahomes with 13.6. Or actually, Cortland Sutton with 15, Travis Kelce with 14, Raheem with 23, Green Bay's defense 3, Tyler Bass with 8. Okay, I did finish. Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand, let me give Ian a check. Okay, he's okay. Pat Mahomes, 13.6. Breece Hall, 26.6. I always forget this guy's name because there's two guys that kind of have similar names. But Rashad White, guys, what a year. Position ranked number 4 at running back. That was a steal for people who had that guy at their running back number 2. I wish I would have drafted him or traded for him. You know what I'm saying? Garrett Wilson with 20 points. Patrick Nacua with 14. Don't know who this is. Tanner Hudson, tight end for the Cincinnati Bengals with 10 points. Good play. James Cook with 25. For the Buffalo Bills, running back, Los Angeles Chargers defense, 4 points, and Jason Sanders with 8 points. Matchup number 5, guys, the final matchup of the final regular season week of 3DFFL season number 2 for the 3DFFL Fantasy Football League. We got Godfather falling 83.5 to 103.5 to Rub-A-Dub Chubb, and a huge, huge loss for Godfather 100, losing Justin Herbert for the rest of the year to the IR, and going into the playoffs having to rely on Matt Stafford is going to be a very interesting thing to watch. Could that derail the rest of the season for Godfather 100? Justin Herbert 1.8, Joe Mixon 21, Tyjae Spear, 17.8. Tyreek Hill, 10.1. Devontae Adams, 12.3. Sam Laporte, 4.7. Nico Collins, 2.3. San Francisco's defense, 9 points. And Jake Moody with 4 points. And Rub-A-Dub Chubb, guys, had 103.5 to Tagovailoa with 9 points. Jahmyr Gibbs with 17. Alvin Kamara, 13. Calvin Ridley, 9.3. DJ Moore, 27, Jake Ferguson, 12.2, Stephon Diggs, 6.4, Pittsburgh's defense, 4 points, and Harrison Butker with 5. All right, guys, that was the final matchup of the regular season for the 3DFFL. The next thing we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about the standings. Then we're going to go into the playoff bracket, and we will talk about the playoff bracket to end it out. Okay, so in Zone 3, guys, we have Who Wants to Smoke, who has clinched the division and officially become the division champ for Zone 3 for the 3DFFL season number 2. The official division champ of Zone 3 is Who Wants to Smoke, Dylan Turpin. Congratulations. Congratulations, congratulations, bro. Zone 3 actually had 4 people make the playoffs, guys. Zone 3 had 4 people make the playoffs this year. All of them clinched the playoffs. 4 teams. That's Who Wants to Smoke, the division champ at 9-5. We got Godfather 100, 8-6, number 2. We got Team Gucci, 7-7, tied with the chosen one, Terrence Pryor. 7-7, both of them at number 3. And then we got that team, Kenny Johnson, just missing the playoffs, 5-9. Well, not just missing the playoffs, but behind, back by 2. And in Zone D, guys, we have Lions fan Team No Smoke. He clinched a bye week, and he officially is the division champ for Zone D. So shout out to Lions fan Team No Smoke with the best record in the league this year. Congratulations, 11-3. Clinched a bye, clinched the number 1 seed, clinched the playoffs, and clinched his division. So congratulations to the most valuable regular season roster this year in the 3DFFL season number 2. That is Lions fan Team No Smoke, Keith Dyer. No matter what happens in the playoffs, bro, you get most valuable regular season roster. You know what I'm saying? So congratulations for that, really. We had Lions fan Team No Smoke. Ian's over there moving around, guys. So I'm just kind of letting you guys know that we might have to put a pause on this, but he's back to sleep. So Lions fan Team No Smoke, 11-3. Signs and Sports Podcast, 8-6, clinching the playoffs. And in Zone D, guys, we had 3 people miss the playoffs. We had Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand, 6-8. We had Rub-A-Dub Chubb, 5-9. And we had Showtime Mary Williams, 4-10. So to that team, Kenny Johnson, Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand, Rub-A-Dub Chubb, and Showtime Mary Williams, those of you who have been eliminated officially from playoff contention, I want to say thank you for giving us your time, your energy, your effort this year. It was a very, very exciting, entertaining year. I can't wait to go back and listen to the season from episode 1 to episode, you know what I mean, whatever we finished with, because that's something that's always fun to me is at the end of the year, I don't really listen to any of the podcasts during the year. You know what I'm saying? I have enough of them when I'm recording them, when I'm editing them, you know what I'm saying? Putting them all together and stuff like that. Proof listening stuff. I don't listen to them in my off time. So what I like to do is at the end of the year, I work 8-hour shifts. So I split it into threes. I'll listen to, 6 podcasts the first day, then 6 the second day, 6 the next day. And I kind of just want to see, how the year went, and it's pretty exciting. I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty cool to listen to, and I think this year it'll be nice to see how we grew from last year, and the engagement that was made, the announcements that were made, the breaking news that was broken on the podcast. You know, there's so much stuff that we were able to be a part of when it came to breaking news, exciting news, stuff to expect, etc., along all of those lines. So the Signs and Sports Podcast making it in, Lions fan Team No Smoke making it in from Zone D, also with Who Wants to Smoke, Godfather 100, and Team Gucci. Oh, and also the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, shout out. I keep forgetting that 4 people from Zone 3 made it into the playoffs. That is, shout out to Zone 3, man. That is impressive. I like that. Let's talk about the winner's bracket in the playoffs, guys. Let's talk about 3DFFL wild card weekend, because that's next week. That's next week. It's a wild card weekend this weekend. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about the wild card. We're talking about what happened, and we're talking about who is moving forward one step closer to that $1,000, guys. I'm getting nervous. You know what I'm saying? I'm not scared, but I'm getting nervous. You know what I'm saying? So I think I have a good chance. I'm the third seed. Let's see what happens. You know what I'm saying? In the winner's bracket, we got Lions fan team No Smoke, Keith Dyer, 11-3 with the bye week, clinching the number one seed. And we got Who Wants to Smoke, Dylan Turpin, clinching the number two seed and also capturing himself a bye week in the wild card. Leaving us the two matchups for wild card weekend in the 3DFFL season number two. We got the number three seed, the Signs and Sports Podcast, 8-6. And we got the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, 7-7. That is the number three seed and the number six seed colliding for what should be a good matchup. Guys, both these matchups are 8-6 versus 7-7, the higher seed against, you know, the lower seed. It is going to be a grueling playoff picture to cover. I will tell you that much. I do not look forward to this weekend. I do not look forward to the anxiety, anticipation, and waiting that is going to have to happen for me to figure out if we're advancing or if we're going to lose. It's going to be something, guys. I wish everybody the best. May the odds be ever in your favor, and let's go get it. You know what I'm saying? We got the 3DFFL season number two wild card weekend about to kick off, guys. I'm excited. I can't wait to get there. For all that it's not, all that it is, we love it, you know. So we're gonna continue pushing, we're gonna continue seeing what happens. Do we have anything else to let me just talk about the top five final standings projections, who's expected to finish where? We got Lions fan team No Smoke expected to finish number one, Who Wants to Smoke expected to finish number two, Signs and Sports Podcast expected to finish number three. We got Godfather 100 expected to finish number four, and Team Gucci expected to finish number five. We're just going to keep it with the top five, guys, and we're going to keep this thing pushing forward. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the final regular season episode. Like I told you guys, my baby's asleep. He's starting to flinch. He's starting to move. He's starting to, you know what I'm saying? So this thing was going to be short from the beginning because the playoff episodes are going to be lit. You know what I'm saying? We're really going to take our time on those episodes, and we're going to have fun. You know what I'm saying? Everything is shrunk. So we're going to spend a little more time kind of goofing off, having a little bit more fun. You know, we might have us a couple drinks, you know, on live on the show. Who knows? You know, we're just going to have a good time, and we're going to enjoy the fact that we're going to have to talk about either our success or our failure live on air for everybody to listen to. You know what I'm saying? So we enjoy it. We love it. We can't wait to do it. And guys, thank you for tuning in to another one. If you would like to stick around, we got the league coverage. That is DIG's personal family and friends fantasy football league. If you guys would like to stick around and pay it and listen, we got one more regular season week over there. And then we're going to talk about, we got one more regular season week next week. And then we're getting into the playoffs because we only got eight people in that league. So, guys, if you would like to tune in with us, if you would like to stick around, we'll catch you on the other side. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Lowe of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Lowe. Get at your boy Rye Lowe at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rylo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chotchwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chotch with the Heat of the realest underground entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need. The one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chotch with the Heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chotch with the Heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chotch with the Heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chotch with the Heat of the realest underground entertainment on Facebook at Chotch with the Heat, on YouTube at Chotch with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chotchwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chotch with the Heat of the realest underground entertainment.
What it do, everybody? It's A2J of VVM. Hit me up if you need features, studio time, and if not, hit me up on a show that I just started. It's called The Shake Zone. I would like to see y'all there. Now back to the show.
All right, guys, we are back. Welcome to the league coverage. This is DIG's Personal Family and Friends Fantasy Football League. This is the D to the 3 and D's Personal Family and Friends Fantasy Football League. Sorry, guys. We already started drinking a little bit. We already started having a couple, you know, a couple drinks during the break. We had to get things a little bit, you know, a little bit picked up. Ian's awake now. He's watching his Dancing Fruit. He's watching his Miss Rachel and Phineas and Ferb. He's got his playlist. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to finish this real quick. We're going to go ahead and we're going to cap off, you know, I don't think that this is the final. No, it's not. This is week 14 of the league, and we have one more regular season week next week, and then we get into the playoffs. So the 3DFFL is 1 week ahead of the league. Guys, remember that, because there is one more matchup in the 3DFFL than there is in the league. Okay, so week 14 recap. We had Designed Gifted taking down Team Quater Tots 121.4 to 118.6. We had Justin Fields coming back to his second game back with 24.7 points. We had Derrick Henry with 18, CD Lamb with 19, Tyreek Hill with 10, Jake Ferguson with 12, DK Metcalf with 14, CJ Mosley with 5, Dallas's defense with 10, and Jason Sanders with 8. Just so you guys know, I had Breece Hall on the bench with 26.6, and I had Raheem Mostert on the bench with 23. I also had Baker Mayfield, who I could have played in my OP, with 20 points, and DK Metcalf had 14, so just to let you guys know. Team Quater Tots had Jalen Hurts with 8, had that same bad game against the Cowboys, Kyren Williams with 14.3, Stephon Diggs with 6, A.J. Brown with 16.4, George Kittle with 16.6. Tua Tagovailoa, both her quarterbacks having bad games, 9 points as well. TJ Edwards with 7. Minnesota's defense with 17. And Brandon Aubrey with 23 points. That was Design Gifted taking the final, taking the win against Team Quater Tots 121.4 to 118.6. Team Bro Dog in matchup number 2 fell to 2 Infinity and Bijan. That was 155 to 95. Team Bro Dog had CJ Stroud with 3.6, Chuba Hubbard with 11.6, Jamar Chase with 5.9, DeAndre Hopkins with 25, Taysom Hill with 0, Jake Browning with 23.7, Las Vegas Raiders linebacker Robert Spillane has 12 points. And Baltimore's defense had 4, along with Dustin Hopkins, 9 points. To Infinity and Bijan had Brock Purdy with 21.4, Bijan Robinson with 20.8, Cooper Kupp with 25.5, Deebo Samuel with 34, Sam Laporte with 4.7, Saquon Barkley with 23.1, Alex Singleton with 17, Houston's defense with 5, and Jake Moody with 4. Team No Fine Please had Josh Allen with 20.5, Joe Mixon with 21.5, Devontae Adams with 13.3, Keenan Allen with 12.8, Dallas Goedert with 7, Jared Goff with 4.4, Zaire Franklin with 14, San Francisco's defense with 9, and Jake Elliott with 10. Sleeper Nation, falling to Team No Fine Please, 112.5 to 97.6. Sleeper Nation had Pat Mahomes with 14.6, Alvin Kamara with 13.5, Jalen Waddle with 13.9, Mike Evans with 1.8, Travis Kelce with 14.3, Russell Wilson with 15.4, Fred Warner with 11, Green Bay's defense with 3, and Evan McPherson with 10. And the final matchup, guys, for week 14, we had Strange Animals falling to Watson Wax Off 88.9 to 136.2. Strange Animals had Dak Prescott with 18, Christian McCaffrey with 17, Justin Jefferson with 4.7, Amon-Ra St. Brown with 8.1, David Njoku with 28.1, Justin Herbert falling to that IR spot 1.84, Frank Aluakon 7 points, Atlanta's defense 3, and Cameron Dicker with 1. To be fair, Strange Animals has Lamar Jackson, who just put up 31 points to replace Dak Prescott. Justin Herbert. Or he could simply insert Rashad White or Michael Pittman Jr. and be perfectly fine and comfortable with that starting lineup. Watson Wax Off had 136.2. He had Jordan Love with 9. Austin Eckler with 22, Garrett Wilson with 20, Jacoby Myers with 7, Evan Ingram with 33, Jahmyr Gibbs with 17, Roquan Smith with 10, Cleveland's defense with 14, and Brandon McManus with 3. That was the 4 matchups, guys, for the league coverage. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about the matchups for next week. The final regular season matchup of the final regular season matchups of the league. I always do that. I always get the league and the 3DFFL mixed up. But as I said, we're starting to celebrate because we're done with the regular season, guys, as of this point. So that's exciting. Next week, we got Design Gifted taking on 2 Infinity and Bijan. We got Team Bro Dog taking on Sleeper Nation. We got Team No Fine Please taking on Watts on Wax Off. And we have Strange Animals taking on Team Quater Tots. So the final regular season matchups, guys, are Design Gifted and 2 Infinity and Bijan, Team Bro Dog and Sleeper Nation, Team No Fine Please and Watts on Wax Off, and Strange Animals and Team Quater Tots. I don't think a lot is going to be done as far as seed changes or seeding in the playoffs as far as that final week is concerned. But then again, it might because it's very close. So at this moment, guys, we have Sleeper Nation who has clinched his division, won his division, and clinched the playoffs with the second best record in the league, 8-6. Shout out to Marco Cabrera. Congratulations, Marco Cabrera, on winning the league division champion for the Eastern Division, Candyland. Candyland's division champion is Marco Cabrera, Sleeper Nation, 8-6. He has now clinched the playoffs, won the division, and gotten himself a bye week. Number 2. In Candyland is 2 Infinity and Bijan still fighting for a playoff spot at 7-7. Team Quater Tots still fighting for a playoff spot at 6-8. And Watson Waxon still fighting for a playoff spot at 6-8. In the West in Boomtown, guys, we have our division champ. We have Design Gifted, 9-5. We have clinched division, clinched a bye, and clinched the playoffs. That is Design Gifted, 9-5. Strange Animals at number 2, 7-7. Still fighting for a playoff spot. We got Team No Fine Please, who has clinched a playoff spot at 7-7. And then we got Team Bro Dog, who is still fighting for a playoff spot at 6-8. That is what the standings look like for, well, currently in week 14. Next thing we're going to do, guys, is we're going to talk about the playoff bracket, and we are going to announce the amount of teams that are getting into the playoffs. So, that being said, we are entering the playoffs with 6 teams, guys, because simply there is a hell of a race for the number 6 spot. We have Team Bro Dog, the number 8 seed, 6-8. We got Watts On Wax Off, the number 7 seed, 6-8. We got Team Quater Tots, the number 6 seed, 6-8. We got the number 5 seed, 7-7. We got the number 4 seed, number 7-7. And we got the 3 seed, 7-7. So everybody is legitimately basically neck and neck for that final spot in the playoffs. So that'll be very interesting to see. And I think everybody has earned for there to be since I took so long and since I made the mistake of not setting that format earlier, we are going to allow the 6th team in, and whoever gets that spot, whoever claims that spot, whoever takes it, congratulations. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, that is what the playoffs looks like in the first round in the league wildcard weekend of the 3D WFL season number 2. We got round 1 projected winners bracket design gifted with the number 1 seed 9-5 clinching the number 1 seed and clinching the bye. We got Team No Fine Please taking on Strange Animals, 7-7, 7-7, the number 5 seed Team No Fine Please and number 4 seed Strange Animals. We got Team Quater Tot, the number 6 seed at 6-8, taking on the number 3 seed To Infinity and Bijan, number 7-7. And then with the number 2 seed, with the second bye in the league wildcard weekend, we have Sleeper Nation at 8-6. But as far as I'm concerned, guys, that's about it. That's about all we got to talk about for week number 14. It's been a fun podcast. We got everything out of the way. I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in to another one. Now I'm going to go spend time with my son. I'm going to go be a dad. And I'm going to go watch Phineas and Ferb with them. So guys, thank you for tuning in to another one. Go check out the Invested music video, the Nonstop music video, and I Swear It Part 2, Sipping Champagne music videos on Rumble at Designed I Gifted. Also check out DIG on Spotify and The Realest Underground Entertainment at TRUE. And we'll be back next week, guys. Next week it gets really real. So we hope to have you guys back again next week. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you guys on the next one.
The Realest Underground Entertainment, TRUE. Hashtag that, true. The Realest Underground Entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, The Realest Underground Entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out The Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.